I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time 3:30. I'm Maria Chaleos. As I said, 99 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. KSL's top story this hour.
The Utah drought 2021.
Lake Powell is at an historic new low today, and it will probably drop even more. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has more.
The Lake Powell Water Database paints a grim picture of the current situation at the nation's second largest reservoir. It's now at 33% capacity, a new record low beating the previous set in 2005. The lake is 145 feet below full. That's almost like three delicate arches stacked on top of each other. Not only does the historically low level cause problems for recreation, a lot of people rely on Glen Canyon Dam for their water and electricity. The Bureau of Reclamation says unless we get a huge amount of rain moving forward, the level will only continue to drop. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Across much of northern Utah, it's hot and smoky today, but not for long. The forecast promises cooler days with a chance of rain. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards takes a look.
We'll get a nice stretch of what forecasters call monsoonal moisture with above normal precip for the next 10 days. It means no more triple digits, at least for that time. And then after that, we will officially be beyond the statistically hottest part of summer. So forecasters at Wasatch Snow say that doesn't mean extreme temperatures can't still happen, but they will be getting less likely.
Yes, and we do have a chance to see more rain than normal over the next 10 days. KSL's top national stories this hour. Hot and dry is the theme of much of the nation this week. ABC's chief meteorologist Ginger Z is tracking the extreme conditions.
The heat advisories all through Arkansas and Louisiana, up through the middle of the plains, South Dakota, and excessive heat warnings for parts of Idaho and Montana. That's going to stick around. That ridge that's been so problematic, not moving. Nearly 100 Minneapolis.
In Arizona, the monsoons brought swift-moving waters that carried off a four-year-old. Her body was found this morning more than a mile away from where she disappeared. Pima City Police Chief Dion Coffin.
We've had so many agencies and so much outpouring from the citizen. I think that's why we were able to recover her so fast.
Macy's family was being rescued from the top of their SUV when she was swept away. Here in Utah, a sandstorm swept across Millard County yesterday, causing a huge car crash and many deaths. Eight people died after 22 vehicles were involved in multiple crashes. Half of those who died were children. In Surfside, Florida, the last victim of the condo collapse over a month ago has now been identified. That means 98 people died in that condo collapse. Ohio's governor is introducing a new law to prevent hazing at state universities. Governor Mike DeWine signed the bill last month, increasing the criminal penalties for hazing.
But not only do we need to change the law, we need to change the culture. And to change culture is tough. But it's something we are going to change in this state.
The governor is saying these new principles will address not only the consequences of hazing, but also that they will change the root cause on campuses. And an ally of former President Trump pleaded not guilty today to criminal charges he is facing. ABC's Aaron Katursky has details.
Tom Barrack pleaded not guilty to a 7-count indictment that charged him with illegally lobbying for the United Arab Emirates while he was advising the Trump campaign and administration. The indictment said Barrack asked Emirati officials what to promote during media interviews and whom to advocate for positions inside the Trump administration. A judge agreed to release Barrack on a $250 million bond, but limited his travel to commercial flights among New York, California, and Colorado.
University of Utah Police Department is making a pledge to hire more women. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has the story.
The U of U Police Department wants to increase the number of women on the force to 30%. It's joining the 30 by 30 initiative, which has a goal to increase women's representation in policing across the country. According to the University of Utah, currently 10% of people working on the force are women, with 33% in the command staff. That's a little less than the national 12%.
U of U Police is the first department in Utah to join the 30 by 30 initiative. You may equate the term Utah housing prices with the word skyrocketing, but it turns out the prices have been going up for nearly a decade. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly tells us if they're going to stay that way.
A new report from Oxford Economics says a similar trend was in place just before the Great Recession in 2008. They say home prices were overvalued by 13%. Currently, Oxford states home prices are 10% overvalued, and it will be hard to sustain. In Utah, Salt Lake Board of Realtors spokesman Dave Anderton says one-third of buyers are already priced out of the market.
Most people have noticed the price increases over the last year to 2 years.
Anderson says home sales in Salt Lake slipped in June, but also says it's too soon to say if this is the start of the bursting of our housing bubble or not. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Just 2 days into the Summer Olympics, the United States is lagging behind in the quest for medals.
With strong performances in weightlifting, diving, and shooting, China leads the pack with 18 overall medals compared to Team USA's 14. But hosting these games appears to have motivated the Japanese. They lead the gold medal race with 8. The U.S. and China have 7 and 6, respectively.
ABC's Jim Ryan reporting from Tokyo. Ricky Meese, seems like you haven't even cleared up one trouble spot and you get another.
It's been a little bit of a rough ride on this Monday afternoon. We still have the closure in place both directions of the 21st South Freeway at 7200 West. And now, in addition to that, we have a new accident westbound on the 201 at 5600 West. That's been moved to the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, did you ever want to rent a VHS and then not return it? Well, there is a consequence for that. Jeff Kaplan's going to tell us all about it up next in his Minute of News.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.